Your online feature will begin in just a moment. First, a reminder that BBN is a listener-supported Christian radio and internet ministry. To support us, click donations at bbnradio.org. That's donations at bbnradio.org.
Take a minute from your busy schedule and meditate with me over a great spiritual truth. Recently, a woman was hospitalized because of a 250-pound tumor. The woman weighed over 600 pounds, and the tumor was so big that a doctor said that it looked like two people in the bed. It seems that for over 3 years, the woman had put off having surgery to remove the tumor, so it grew so big that it confined her to bed, and she could hardly move. As I read the account, I was reminded of a spiritual truth about sin. Sin will not just go away by simply leaving it alone. In fact, sin, like a tumor, will grow and grow until it ultimately destroys a person. Some people try to classify sin as being little sins and big sins. They try to reason that little sins don't hurt you as much as big sins, so they try to do just little sins. But the Bible says that all sin destroys, especially so-called little sins, because they're so deceiving. The Bible says that it's the little foxes that spoil the vines. Sin is progressive. Little sins become bigger sins that lead a person farther and farther away from God. The answer to the sin problem is to confess them to God, and He'll forgive you of your sin. 3 years earlier, the woman could have had a simple operation and been well. But now she had to have a major operation and is very sick. Then, too, for 3 long years she has suffered for no reason except neglect. Dear friend, before the sin in your life grows and takes you farther away from God and ultimately destroys your life, confess it to God and ask Him to forgive you for Jesus' sake. This is Brian Nelson closing with a word from the Psalms. Selah, meditate on this.
Take a Minute is a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.
That concludes the online feature. By the way, BBN is on social media. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter.